I am so happy to be back. Oh my gosh, we do one episode a week and I feel like I just miss it. I just miss it. I miss it all the time. I miss being here. I miss talking.
Whoa.
I miss interaction. I miss it. So hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it evening? Afternoon. No, it's still morning.
Time does not exist in this podcast realm.
Oh my gosh.
How are we feeling? It's already cancelled. Keen, Yaz, of Nisha. We're all here. Been on a trip. I've had a birthday.
I've been chilling, yeah.
She's been Nisha-fying her world.
Yep, that's true.
Been good, yeah.
How many coffees have you had today?
This will be my second one now.
You're very buzzy.
Oh my gosh, you've had a second coffee. That's not usual.
Well, I have a shot in the morning. And then I grab this one. Get a free toasty with it too, where we are.
I had a toasty.
Yeah.
Are they doing like a free toasty deal? I'm so confused.
No. It's called connections. Yeah. It's called having connections.
It's like, hey, Keen and Yaz are here. Join your complimentary coffees. Guess what? You get a bonus toasty.
You get a bonus only here at Bella Vista Hotel.
It was so nice.
Hills Podcast Studio. That's where we record from, guys.
Yeah,
I'm so
good.
Excited you're here. Today's show, yes, I had my birthday, my 32nd birthday last week.
Almost missed it.
You almost did miss it.
Did you message him?
I messaged him. I said, did I miss your birthday? And he goes, no, it's happening right now.
I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, but you did a day before and I was like, no, you know, I don't know. I'll get into, what happened with you?
No, I messaged him and it was
the day before.
I said, did I miss? I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, I think I missed Kian's birthday.
That's what I was doing, yeah.
Then I messaged him and he was like, yeah, it's okay though. It's all right.
Yeah. I fully milked it from
yeah, and then I felt so bad. But it hadn't happened yet.
Remember when it was my birthday and we did the whole show and not one person wished me happy birthday?
I know.
I was more. I would
never. That's what I'm saying. Like, I never want to miss anyone's birthday.
That's actually when that's literally when I found out that we're just colleagues and not friends.
No, don't do that to us.
Your birthday is January 9th.
Yes,
January 9th. It was the second day that we launched. Yeah. Day two.
Yeah, that's how he'll remember from now.
Wait, real quick.
So long ago.
At the count of three, Kian, we say Avnisha's birthday month.
Oh, you guys won't know.
At the count of three.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't know why it's coming to my head.
I think mine's completely wrong.
Okay, just 1, 2, 3.
September. August.
Wow, you both suck. We are colleagues, not
so friends. It's October then.
November. I knew it was
there was
November.
No way. Was it? Because I
November 16.
I wanted to say November and I was like, I feel like that's way too far in the year.
Yeah.
No, November.
November 16?
No.
28?
Oh, no.
27?
No.
Oh, I'm not going to say all the numbers.
November 23rd.
Okay, yeah. Mark that down, everyone. That's Nisha's birthday. Yaz, you've just come back from a trip to Bali.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Bali. It's fun. It's exciting. You feel a bit bad sometimes when you go there because it is an extremely like third world country, or that part of Indonesia is extremely third world.
Yeah.
But yeah, the people are nice. A lot of things happened. I got scammed. But we'll get into it later.
We'll get into the scam, okay.
We got scammed big time.
And Nisha, you and Jared, he's been trying to coach you on the hip-hop world, has he?
He is. He's very disappointed that I'm not as involved with the whole Drake versus the world thing that's going on at the moment. I mean, I've been following it a little bit, but he's been trying to school me. So I'll get into that.
Okay. Well, let's kick this off. Already cancelled. Excited for this episode, everybody.
Already cancelled.
Already cancelled. Already cancelled.
Okay, so yes, I turned 32.
32.
Last week. 32.
Holy shit, time flies.
It does. I'm well into my 30s now.
Yeah.
I feel good. This was the first birthday that I gave all day. I didn't want to receive. I didn't ask to receive anything. I gave all day.
Sounds extremely sexual.
Not sexual at all.
Were you thinking sexual, Nish?
No, I just heard what you said.
Oh, sorry.
I heard something else. Okay.
No, not the sexual.
So
round,
you
no.
so you gave?
I gave. I bought my daughters a whole new wardrobe.
What?
I bought Lorraine.
Physical wardrobe or clothes?
Clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought my daughter. Yeah, so I bought Lorraine a massage.
Oh, beautiful.
And eyebrow thing, spa day thing.
Yeah.
She went on my birthday.
Amazing.
Okay. Well, she felt so bad, but I was like, no, this birthday I want to give. I don't want to receive anything.
Oh, you're so weird. I love it. Yeah, go on.
But you know what? It was the greatest birthday I've ever had in my entire life because I gave. Try giving on your birthday.
But you know what? Bit of selfishness to that.
How?
Oh, because he's getting satisfaction.
You're getting satisfaction
from the giving.
So
no, but isn't that a great gift? Isn't the greatest gift of all is giving?
No, yeah? But I think it, like, no,
I didn't do it so I can go, I'm satisfied. Oh, the melatonin's running through my brain and dopamine. No, I just did it because it was like, you know what? I don't need anything.
Yeah.
And my daughters need something and Lorraine needs to have a relaxing time.
Yeah.
And I want them to have it. And that's my gift, is seeing them
amazing
go through something.
That's amazing. Nice. And you know what though? I think in any circumstance, when you give to anybody, you're going to get that feeling of satisfaction regardless, right?
Because it's definitely.
A feeling, so you can't escape that.
But like, I wasn't after it.
Yeah, but you weren't after it. Okay.
I wasn't after that.
Were you after content to share on this podcast?
Not at all.
No?
But here it comes.
Oh, here it is.
Here it comes. Here it comes. The whole day was relaxing, was beautiful, was excellent. Yeah. We get home from picking up the girls from school.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you doing in the meanwhile?
Okay, so we went down to, wait, what do you mean?
Like,
so
when,
throughout the day? What do you mean?
Like Lorraine's getting a massage.
Oh, I watched Dune Part 2. Great movie.
Oh yeah, it's a brilliant movie.
I watched it at home.
Okay, that's good.
But we went to Barrel, which is in the Southern Hillands. Is it, how do you say it? As you always correct me. Highlands, I'd say. It's Hillands.
Highlands.
I think it's Highlands.
I went to the Southern Highlands. Went to Barrel. Had an incredible pie from the.
Oh, Barrel's got some good.
The cracker,
bakeries,
the best pie in the world.
It is. It's one of the best. Yeah.
That French. What is that French place called? There's a French little bakery down there. Sausage roll. Pie, walked around, went down to this little...
What was your pie choice? Sorry, got to ask.
Oh, potato pie.
Oh, you're such
a... I've converted. I was always a mushroom guy.
Mm.
And then Lorraine converted me to potato.
So when you say potato, are you talking like a shepherd's pie? It's beef and then the potato on top?
Yeah. Well, it's not a shepherd's pie. It's a potato pie. It's shepherd's pie is a completely different thing and we've gone through this before.
Yeah, we have.
We did a whole, like we went nationally around the country to find out what the difference is.
But it's not called a potato pie, is it?
Yes. I think that's the difference. Shepherd's pie and potato pie.
I feel like that's a very...
they're not the same thing.
Like eating a potato pie is very amateur of you. It's very like I'm a child.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a good choice. It probably could be.
It's what I used to eat when I was like 5-6 years old.
Now, I probably am going to get a lot of hate for this, but I think one of the best pies is the curry pie.
Is that tradition? Like, are we putting you in a box here? Like, what are we doing? Well, you might as well dress up in a sarong today. Like,
no, it's called curry pie, right?
I think it's called a curry pie.
Yeah, curry pie. No, they're great. Have you had it? They're in every pie shop. Curry pie is like a standard now.
I'd never eat a curry
pie.
No, but they had the shittest pies.
When we did radio, we had beef pies and curry pies.
Yeah.
Never had one.
I only ate the curry pie there because it didn't taste like the meat tasted weird, so the curry over. But no.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. You're just disguising the taste of meat.
No, but the curry pies that do it well, it's like, anyway, I've completely digressed.
That's okay. No, that's fine.
It's a great pie.
Oh, I want to try curry. Is it a specific curry pie? Or is it just like is it like a- like
No, it's a standard, it's just curry.
Like they a butter chicken pie or-
No, it's just curry pie. So they just get the curry pie and they put it in the-
You know what
the
I want to do? I want to like take my, like cause I make this mean mince and potato curry. Mm. I want to put it in a pie maker and make my own.
Mince and potato
Mince beef, mince beef.
Yeah.
Mince beef potato. Anyhow,
continue.
So we've gone to Barry, we've come back, we picked the kids up, we've gone back and I've noticed Lorraine's on her phone all day and I just thought, okay, there's something's going on, whatever, I just leave it. She goes out to get a massage and she actually did go get one. I watched the movie. She came back. We got the kids. We came home.
Gotcha.
She's like, oh, don't turn the music on at the back. You know, I got the TV at the back and all that stuff. Turn the music on at the back. We're just sort of dancing around. I'm getting hot. I want to get changed and all that stuff. So whatever. And then to the right of me as the music's pumping, I see my little niece come around the corner.
Oh.
You know, Reese, my brother Reese.
Yeah.
So he rocks up. With his fiance Steph and their kid Ellie,
mm-hmm.
and Steph's holding a box and Reese is holding a big box, and I'm looking, I'm like, what the hell? Like I was just like so shocked, like surprised, right?
Yeah.
And then Ellie, my little niece, runs up to me, gives me a big cuddle. I'm like, oh, hello, happy birthday, whatever. And then Steph rocks up and everyone's smiling. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I peek inside the box. There's a little window inside the box. I thought, oh my God, they got me a dog.
Oh.
They got me a dog, aren't they?
Wait, there was like, a-
I can't
so
take
a box,
a dog.
An actual box.
It's a box. It's a box with a living creature inside of the box.
What?
Oh. I'm like, what? And they're all laughing. Lorraine's laughing. Everyone's laughing. I'm like, what's in this box? If it's a dog, no, I can't do a dog right now.
It's a cat.
I've got a cat already. It's not a cat.
It's a lizard.
So I'm looking in there. Reese brings up, there's this cage. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they got me a rabbit. Like, we can get a 32-year-old guy a rabbit.
A what?
They put the box down. They go, open the box up.
Wait, we have to guess, Nisha. We can't just let him continue.
Some sort of reptile.
It's definitely alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it has to be, Well, it's not a dog. You've said it's not a dog. You've said it's not a cat. Some sort of reptile. Yeah. A fish.
No.
Fishes. No, fishes don't come in boxes.
Come on, Nishi.
True.
Is it something that we would be able to guess knowing you as a person?
Hamster.
You would never guess what it is in that box. You'd never think I would have one.
A snake, if you have a snake.
No, I don't have a snake.
Oh, I was going to get excited. I love snakes.
What would Kian want?
Did you want this?
I never knew I wanted it until I received it.
Oh, a bird of some sort.
Close.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You got a chicken.
I got a chicken.
You got a chicken.
They gave me a chicken.
That is amazing.
That is I couldn't breathe. I was so happy.
One chicken?
They bought me a chicken.
Not a rooster, a chicken.
A chicken, a hen.
Can lays eggs.
That lays eggs within 1 to 2 weeks.
That is brilliant.
What?
I got a chicken for my 32nd birthday. I couldn't believe it. I was so, I fell in love instantly with this chicken.
I've always wanted a chicken.
What? Okay, hold on.
Avnisha's thinking about butter chicken right now.
Yes.
She's like, you know what you can do with that chicken?
Put it in a pie. No. The chicken, first of all, so it's obviously living in your house.
Yeah.
What do you do to take care of the chicken?
It's not living in my house.
No, obviously
you got a
outside.
Chicken coop. You would have built a chicken coop.
Well, he brought that little, that cage that he brought. That's a chicken coop.
Okay, gotcha.
So he built the chicken coop for me. He brought all the food and we set the chicken coop up and we put the chicken in the chicken coop and now it lives with me and I've named it.
What's the name of the chicken?
Well,
I know.
Okay, what?
Nugget.
Very close. I wanted to name it Nugget, but I call my daughter's Nugget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's not Nugget. Now here's the thing. I'm a 30, no, not Nando.
Oh.
You wouldn't believe it. I'm a 32-year-old man.
Yeah.
I have a 4-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. All right. We clash. We're exactly the same. We clash. So we spent 24 hours to 48 hours fighting over the name, me and Lila.
I love how she has authority. It's the best.
It was so hard because like I wanted to name her Mirabelle. I wanted to name the chicken Mirabelle. Because you know from Encanto, the movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How the grandma says, Mirabelle, what are you doing? Right, she says that. And I just, this came to me, right? So
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
It's strange, Encanto.
Encanto.
So I wanted to name it Mirabelle. But Lila wanted to name it something else.
Yeah.
Which was Lucy. All right? I don't know why. Lucy. So we fought for 2 days over the name until I realized I'm a 32-year-old man fighting with a 4-year-old over the name of a chicken.
Yeah.
So I ended up calling it Lucy.
Okay. I would have probably went with Lucy.
Yeah.
What was like the other one? Mirabelle. That's just weird for
you. It's a weird name. I know. But yeah, I called it Mirabelle. I mean, I called it Lucy.
So do you feel a connection with this chicken?
I really do. I want to show you a photo of me with the chicken.
I'm quite jealous.
This was the first photo that was taken with me and Lucy.
Oh, he's so happy.
Can you see that, Yazzie?
Somewhat, yeah. Feel free to airdrop it to me.
I will airdrop it to
you. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen Kian that happy. That is a genuine smile.
I'm in love with her. I think she's great. Now, I have-
Rank this chicken in the, where would you rank it as one of the best gifts you've gotten? Where is it?
Oh, right at the top. I mean, for birthday gifts, right at the top.
I feel like that's a great gift.
It was such a, I don't know.
Why would you want a chicken?
I don't know.
There you go. I just airdropped it to you.
What is happening?
No, but yeah, chickens, honestly, there's something about them. They're so peaceful, relaxing. They shit everywhere. I understand
Does
that.
Does it stink in your backyard?
Well, it depends how you set up the coop, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it does smell a little bit, but you constantly have to maintain it and clean it. So I'm on top of that at the moment. It is a lot of work to consistently get rid of the
poop. But you got to remember, Kian is a worker. He enjoys the gardening. He enjoys going outside. He enjoys doing that kind of stuff. Right? The maintenance. Kian enjoys maintenance.
I can't wait for it to lay its eggs.
Yeah.
Now the two or three days before I got this gift, we were talking with our cousins from Lorraine's side and she was saying, I can't eat any food if I know where it comes from. And then all of a sudden the chicken comes up and now we're going to have eggs from there. And I don't know what that experience is going to be like when she has to eat the eggs that the chicken gives us. Because that's something that I'm looking forward to seeing how she reacts on that.
Mm.
But it's such a good thing. Like the thought of the chicken gives the egg and then you're going to cook it. It's just that connection between animal and human and, there's something miraculous about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what I think will be good is you can finally put that debate to rest that you and Yaz had
what?
About how many eggs a chicken can lay.
Well, that's so crazy because on that day I was editing the video where we were arguing about chickens.
Mm.
And then that later that day, I got a chicken.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because remember we said we were going to that TV show, you go in there and said, oh, bring a chicken. The TV show, you go to the island, deserted island. And I said, can't you just bring a chicken?
Oh, yeah, you did.
And then
say
later that day, I got a chicken.
Yeah, and Kian said that you can only lay, a chicken can lay, what, 2 eggs a day?
No, don't put words in my mouth.
Oh, you did say something pretty wild.
I said every 24 to 26 hours.
Which is wrong, though.
No, it's not. It's correct.
So why is this one taking 2 weeks to lay an egg?
Because it's not of age yet.
Oh, it's a little baby chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you do me one favor, though? I don't know if you have the capability to do this.
What?
Can you get it a friend?
That was the next thing I was going to say. So now we have to get it a friend because they like to be together. They need companionship.
Chickens aren't
isolated. They're social animals.
How come you guys know so much about chickens?
I don't know.
This is so odd. I'm so confused.
I've actually worried myself a little bit now.
Yeah.
My granddad had chickens. So every time I used to visit my granddad, he had like 5 chickens.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've got to get a bigger, I've got to get a big coop. I know where I'm going to put it now. Everyone, I am a proud owner of a chicken. And you know what I'm going to name the other chicken?
Mirabelle.
And I've already, not Mirabelle. And I've already warned Lila about this. I said, you name this one, I'm naming the second one.
I know.
What?
Goosey.
Yes.
Lucy and Goosey.
Are we not on the same channel?
We are. Lucy Goosey.
Lucy Goosey. That's great.
Lucy and Goosey.
This is the weirdest podcast we've ever done.
Well, there you go. I've got a chicken, everyone.
How long do chickens live? Do you know?
4 to 7 years.
Will you eat it in the 7th year?
No, don't.
You know what? I was contemplating that. I would have to bury it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to.
I think I would have to do it.
I want a freaking chicken, man. I want one.
I'm going to be bringing eggs. If you see random eggs pop up in the middle of the podcast, that Lucy's providing for your boy.
If you have too many eggs, we're 100%.
They lay 300 eggs a year.
Okay, well, we'll take some.
And then that's 600 eggs a year. I'm going to have to give some away. I'm going to the egg business, everybody. I'm going into the egg business.
Not a bad idea, actually. Why?
Oh, just $5 from Woolies, you get 12. I just feel like
dirty caged eggs, treated like crap. My chicken is loved. It's cared. It's nurtured for. Yeah. That's what you're going to get in the egg.
Hey, free
range. I'm getting a chicken.
Get a chicken. Yes, can we please? And we'll get a little leash and a vest for it. And we'll take it for chicken walks.
No, maybe not that.
I just want someone to take me and help me go on a walk with my chicken.
Who takes, anyway. Moving on. Yes.
Couldn't wait till we finished.
I'm hungry.
He loves Big Macs. This is something that I've noticed about him. He's a Big Mac fanatic.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm all about Big Macs as well. In the middle of a show,
It's delicious though.
Right, well, it just got here. And I don't want to eat it cold.
Can you not eat it like that?
I'm sorry. I need a napkin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it does look good. You didn't think to ask if we wanted one?
Yeah.
I knew you'd say no.
It's a bit rude.
I always want a Big Mac, brother. If there's a Big Mac on offer, I'm all about it. I'm in.
I would have actually liked
Hey, do
Big
you
Mac
guys
too.
Remember the Big Mac? Do you know that they had a chant?
The Big Mac chant?
Yeah, there's a Big Mac chant.
No.
What do you mean by chant?
Like there's a chant for all the ingredients on the Big Mac.
Oh, why does that ring a bell? How does it go?
It's like 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
on a sesame seed bun. I remember the sesame seed bun bit.
Let me see if I can find. Let me see if I can find. I actually feel like I can find. I feel like, hold on, let me see what I got here.
It's not that old, is it? How old is it? I remember seeing that on an ad not long ago.
Not long ago?
No, when I say not long ago, I mean like probably like when I was in school or something.
I've never heard of that chant in my life.
No way.
Yeah, I found it.
You guys.
So this is a jingle in 1975.
Oh, it's that old?
Yeah.
1975?
1975, this jingle came out.
I'm pretty sure it was 1974.
No, I think that's when the actual burger was made.
Oh, no. The iconic Big Mac chant has been around since 1974.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, this jingle says 1975. It could be a year discrepancy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Forgive the internet. Gosh.
Can't believe you didn't have your facts there, Kian.
Okay, cool. Have a listen to this. This is the Big Mac chant from 1975.
Can we sing along if we know it?
He clearly knows it, anyway.
Gotta love a pickle.
Oh, wait a minute.
2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Oh, got him!
2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a lot of words. It's basically all the ingredients. Yeah. I will never remember that. 2 all beef patties, lettuce, cheese, special
sauce.
Oh, you had it almost.
Cheese.
You almost had it.
Was it lettuce, cheese?
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, just know a Big Mac and you know the ingredients of a Big Mac, which we all know.
Yeah, but it's the order. 2 all beef. two all beef patties.
Special sauce.
That's it. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions.
Pickles, onions.
Pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
She's got it.
Oh, that's tough. Well,
that's a good way, but it's a good way to actually like remember, because when you order the burger, yeah, you can have a little flick through the burger and just make sure you've got all the ingredients.
Yeah, that's actually smart.
You reckon that's what they do?
Quality assurance.
You reckon when you order a Big Mac and then the little, like, you know, that 15-year-old in the back with pimples on his face is
Hey, I used to be that guy, okay? I worked at Macca's. Okay. I was making Big Macs all day, every day, baby. Okay.
You know, teach you so much.
I was going to say, do you think they, like, as they're making the burger, they're saying it in their head? Two all beef patties, special sauce.
No, because there's a certain way you have to do it.
That would be the way, wouldn't it?
No. Okay, this is the process line from memory, from where I remember 16 years old working at Macca's.
Okay, go.
You put your there's different stations everyone works on. Mm. So someone works on the meat, someone works, and it's called the line, right?
The line.
So you put the bun, you put the bun in the toaster, all right?
Oh, that's the first step.
That's the first step. The toaster that spits out the bottom. You grab it, you put it down. You get your sauce, squeeze your sauce, one shot.
Okay, so the beef patties don't come first.
No,
the sauce comes first.
The sauce comes first.
It has to be fresh.
And because it's in a Big Mac, you have two layers. So you put a layer on the. On the middle one and on the bottom one. Oh no, on the top one.
There better not be no false advertising.
And then, just from memory, gosh, it's like 16 years ago.
It might have changed.
Yeah, it could have changed. This is what I remember doing.
Actually, no.
Then you put the onion on, the pickle on, right?
Yeah.
Then you put the lettuce, then you put the cheese, then the patty, then the lettuce, and then you close them up together.
No, I don't think anyone cares. As long as it tastes as good as it
is. Now, but there's an art to it, mate. There's an art to it.
Mm. Yeah, there's an art to it. But I don't think it's changed over 60. I mean, I'm pretty sure
it's been the exact same ingredients.
The Big Mac has never changed.
Never changed.
Well, I have some fun facts here of the Big Mac if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're talking about facts here over the Big Mac. The Big Mac was invented in 1967. So the chant's been around since 1974. But the Big Mac itself has been around since 1967.
Mm.
There's a Big Mac museum near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the United States. If you ever travel there, it's a literal museum.
Wow.
It's been unchanged.
Yeah, see, I told you.
You're right. The Big Mac hasn't changed since 1967. Same ingredients, same taste, and unique structure.
Mm. It is a unique structure. Was the Big Mac the first burger to have a little layer in the middle, a little bread layer?
I think it is too, yeah.
Mm.
It would have to be, right?
And then they had the Mac Jr. I think they're back now as well.
Oh, wow.
There's like a family.
I know the Grand Mac.
Yeah, the Grand Mac and then the Mac Jr. And that's without the middle layer, like without the middle bread.
I don't think that exists.
Yeah. they're out now. They're actually out now.
Oh, there you go.
And what about that? That's cute. It's got a little Mac family.
That's cute. Big Mac family.
And then Grand Mac. What about the Mega Mac?
That's a whole nother level.
Am I making that up, or is that actually?
I think you're making.
Did you
that
dream
up?
About?
Which is the one? Which is the one that they sold?
The Grand. That's the big boy
with the extra patties. It comes with four patties.
Four patties.
I think that's an exclusive. I don't know. No. Maybe you had a mate that worked there and made it.
No. It was you got me.
He's gonna have to look it up now.
But anyhow, that chant. Mm-hmm. I've tested some people on that chant, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like I've actually gone out and tested people on the chant.
The memory of the chant.
Yeah, see if people can remember the chant.
Before we get to the chant,
Mega Mac is on the menu.
Mega Mac is on the menu.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's two patties each layer, so four patties total.
Oh, so yeah, is that
should have ordered that?
Is that the same as the Grand Mac?
Well, I don't know what the Grand Mac is.
Let me see if I can find me getting the, because I recorded it as well and edited it down.
Yeah, I want to take a listen.
What made you do this, by the way?
To test people's knowledge,
because you remembered it, right? Is that why?
Yeah,
hmm.
I've always known it.
Okay,
craving something big. There's a Big Mac for that. The big cheesy Grand Mac, our world famous fries, and your choice of icy soft drink. God, I'm getting hungry again. Doesn't show a photo of it though. Anyways, whatever. I want to hear this chant.
Yeah,
So you tested people on it. I'll bring it up now.
Who did you test though? Young people?
Just random people. I just went and grabbed random people.
Interesting.
Hold on, let me pull it up. All right, have a listen to this.
This is the Big Mac chant. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles.
And a Big Mac.
Tongue twister, you ready to give it a try?
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Come on, baby.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese,
pickles, onions, and says.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Come on, how easy is that to do?
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seed beans.
Let's see how fast you can do it. You ready?
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
There, oh, that's a quick one.
Onion on a sesame seed bun. Okay. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, on sesame seed beans.
No! Oh, I thought he had it.
It was that close. It was so close.
He's my favorite.
Wait a minute.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on sesame seed bun.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go.
That's amazing.
It was good. I felt sorry for that last guy. He really tried.
He really did.
Everyone quiet. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seed bun.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's good. You do it, Ken.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame.
That wasn't good. I'm sorry. To all beef patties, special sauce. That's all I got.
Nah, come on. You gotta know it.
I actually don't know it.
We've heard it over and over again for the last 15 minutes.
I know. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onion.
Pickles, onions.
Oh, pickled onions on a sesame seed bun.
One more time, 3, 2, 1, go.
Two beef patties.
Oh my gosh, come on, man.
You're an embarrassment to the Big Mac.
It's so hard to remember.
Hold on, I'm just going to go on the website. Can we order from the website?
Yeah.
Possibly. Or the app, My Macca's app. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Donald's website. Let's just go check out the menu for a second. Here we go. So check this out. You know, I was talking about the Mac family.
Oh yeah.
So for a limited time only this April 2024, yes, right now, Macca's are serving up the Grand Mac and Mac Juniors in Australian restaurants nationally. So they're out now if you want those.
So it's the three Big Macs.
The three Mac family.
The OG Big Mac.
Yeah. The Grand. And the Junior.
Junior Big Mac. Mm. I can have all three of them at the same time.
Anyhow, Yaz, tell us about your...
My Bali trip.
Your Bali trip. Yeah. You got back from Bali.
Have you guys ever been to Bali?
No, actually, but I really want to go because everyone that I know is going to Bali.
Bali's great. Kian, ever been to Bali?
Never been to Bali. Kind of envious of people that get the singlets, there's a big Bengtong or Baitong singlets like from Bali.
The what tong?
Bing tong or something?
What are you talking about?
Everyone goes to Bali, comes back with a singlet with like bing tong or something on it. Bing tong.
Oh, there's a lot of singlets. I've never seen the bing tong.
It's like a specific Bali brand. It's a
bing tong. It says Bali. I've got a hat that says Bali.
Nah, there's something that's like bang tong.
It's actually my car. Oh, I should have got it.
And they have socks and they have singlets and everyone gets them from Bali and they're like, I went to Bali. It's usually Aussie, like usually white Australians.
I'll be honest with you. I met a lot of people there.
It's like going, it's like a backyard for us. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like
our
backyard. Isn't that bing bong?
What the hell? A lot of foreigners that I met, at least 80% of them were Aussies, either from Perth or Sydney or Melbourne or whatever.
Right.
Majority Perth, to be honest, because it's like a 2.5-hour flight from Perth.
Sorry, I gotta stop you because I found the shirt real quick. It's Bintang.
Yeah, Bintang.
It's
there
a
you
beer
go.
Singlet that everyone gets because it's a type of Bali beer. I'm assuming.
Bintang.
Bintang, yes. Bali beer.
Yes, I saw that one.
I saw that one.
Look, Bali's fun. Bali's great. It's extremely cheap, like ridiculously cheap. From the airport to our villa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, the roads there, like we complain here in Sydney about our roads.
Yeah.
They've got one lane for everyone. So it's one lane shared across both.
Are the cars smaller?
No, there's cars on the road. It's majority scooters. Everyone rides scooters there. You'd be crazy to drive a car. It's like, how can I explain it? Controlled chaos.
Yeah.
It's complete controlled chaos.
That's like India as well. Like cars are going left, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're amazing drivers because.
I didn't see one fender bender. I didn't see one little lip kiss. I saw nothing. No one touched each other, but like they get close. Right?
Oh, they get so close.
From the airport to our villa, it was only like 6 or 7 kilometers, right?
Right.
But it took about an hour.
Yeah.
To get there.
Why? Just a lot of people.
Just the roads are small, traffic.
So what, if someone's coming through, you got to give way and then everyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everyone respects each other on the roads. It's actually pretty wild.
They do.
But put it this way, the cab ride cost us about $5 for an hour.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's ridiculously cheap. So you can only, you know, guess what the economy is like and how much the average salary or hourly rate is. It's pretty low.
Yeah.
And in saying that, right, on our third night, we went out drinking, went out to a club. And as we were leaving, I wanted to get some water from a little convenience store. So me and my mate go in there. There's four of us, two of my mates, me and one mate walk in and then we see a lady with a baby and the baby's like passed out in her arms and she's like, she wants money. She wants a little bit of money, right? So my friend pulled out $5 and gave it to her. As soon as he did that, four women out of nowhere came out with babies and they're like, oh, please, 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 sir. And my mate's like, what? Like, what's going on? Like, gave another $5 and more girls came out. And at one point there was probably like 10.
Wow.
10 women with babies all passed out. And we're like, what is going on here? We're like, we don't have money for everyone. Like, we can't, blah, blah, blah. And then one of them goes, can you buy us rice?
Okay.
And we're like, oh, we can do that.
Yeah, because then everyone can share.
Yeah, that's what we thought, right? Oh, I wish I had the photos for you. Let me see if I've got the photos. Anyways, so they go, yeah, can you buy us rice? And my friend looks at me and goes, oh, it's got to be cheaper than $5 each, right?
We'll just,
let's get them rice. So we're like, all right, everyone get rice. There was 10 women that ran into this store.
Yeah.
And when I say they piled up rice at the counter, they're about 10 kilo bags. Yeah. Right,
10 kilo bags.
Yeah. One woman would grab three of them and then she'd put them on the counter. And we're like, whoa, 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 stop. There was a wall, like a great wall of China of rice just built up like crazy. And we're like, we went to the guy, we're like, bro, how much is each bag of rice? And he goes, the equivalent of about $20 Australian.
And we're like,
bro, it's cheaper to just give every girl money. Like, what the hell's going on? Anyways, we felt bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I go to my mate, we'll go Harvey's. Like, I'll half it with you. We'll buy him rice, whatever. So we're like, ladies, like, we're sorry, but one bag each. Like, you're not going to carry 30 kilos of rice. Yeah. It makes no sense. Like, exactly. We get it. What are you going to feed your whole neighborhood, whatever? This is where it started getting weird.
Oh, no.
This is where it started getting weird. There was one guy that was kind of walking around like eyeing everything out. And I was like, who is this bloke? So I went to the cashier and I said, who's this guy here? And he goes, oh, he got a bit nervous. And he goes, he works here. And I was like, he works here. The guy's dressed in thongs and like short shorts and just a dirty black top. What do you mean he works here? So I went up to him. I said, brother, what's your go? Like, who are you? What are you doing? And he goes, I'm security. I'm security here. And I'm like, nah, that's not right. Cause he's talking to the ladies, right?
Right.
I look at my mate, I go, bro, I don't think they're going to keep this rice.
They're going to sell it.
I don't know what, no, but that's fine. If they want to sell it, they want to sell it, but it just didn't make sense.
Okay.
So I was like, so we felt bad, but we're like, let's just buy it. You know, end of the day, it's, you want to help people.
Yeah,
and that's
the
intention. Whatever they do with it, that's on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up, I think, spending like $100 on rice, right? It wasn't anything crazy. And then as we're walking out, I look back and they're like storing the rice behind the store. And I'm like, dude, do these women work for the shop?
Yeah.
Where they make us buy the rice and they restock it and they do this over and over again? That's what I concluded.
They're the sales. They're sales. They work in sales.
It's a rice scam. They literally make us buy the rice, then they give it back to the store and the store pays them a commission or something.
Oh my gosh, get him a promotion.
Why are they?
They scammed you.
Yeah.
But the babies.
Okay, this is actually the sad bit. When we told the women to come in and like grab some rice, they were going crazy. Like it was a riot, right? Like it was the end of the world and they had to get as much food as possible. They were sprinting down these aisles. They were bumping each other. They were going insane.
Mm-hmm.
And the babies weren't waking up, right?
No, they were sleeping.
Kian, you've got babies. They wake up to things, bro.
How old are
they? My mate accidentally elbowed one in the head. And it didn't wake up.
How old are they?
One, two, maybe two and a half, the oldest.
Are you suggesting that the babies were dead?
No. Drugged. Not dead, but I think they were drugged to keep them passed out. Because it made no sense, bro. 10 women running like crazy. My mate elbows one in the head and he didn't even flinch.
Not one baby woke up.
Not one baby woke up. Not one was awake the whole time. And I'm like,
And what time is this throughout the day?
Probably 2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
Oh, 1 a.m.
Okay, babies sleep at 1 a.m.
You don't understand. Yes, I understand they sleep at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But they're being rushed and shaken and hit in the head by elbows. Babies.
I mean, my
10 of them?
10 of them, bro.
My youngest is a heavy sleeper.
I don't know. I think
I can walk into her room and then make a door backflip and she'd probably still stay asleep.
Mm.
Okay, maybe well, she'd wake up. Maybe
I
she'd
found
wake
it
up,
weird, man. I found it very weird.
The whole thing is weird.
The whole thing yeah. was, but yeah, got pretty sure got scammed in Bali.
They've got a bloody rice syndicate going on. This is crazy.
Yeah, I actually googled it. The first thing I did was rice scam Bali. Right,
what
yeah.
came up?
And this came up, rice scam Bali. And the first thing that comes up is a YouTube video that says we got scammed at the Tegalanga Rice Terrace. So I feel like there's a well-known scam there.
Well, I mean, if you saw them putting it back, it makes sense.
They put
sense.
It behind the shop.
Yeah, yeah. This so is definitely.
Did you watch the video?
Nah, it's too long.
It's 10
whatever,
minutes.
Whatever, bro. 100 bucks is 100
it's
bucks.
It's 10 minutes.
Another thing, I really want to open a business in Bali, guys.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool.
That's a smart a idea.
Yeah, but like, is the money going to be worth it?
For us, yes. And obviously it's like you give jobs to the locals.
Yeah, okay.
Which a lot of people are struggling over.
Well, a lot of people are struggling here. They could use a job, but it's a lot more costings here, I guess. So.
Yeah. Now, a friend of mine actually owns a spa
in Bali. Oh, that's a good business.
And he goes, go check it out when you get there. And I was like, all right, cool. And he's in like a really good area.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went and checked it out. He's got like 10 staff members working, wow. 10 Balinese women with amazing hands. They give you the best massage you ever have in
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Best pedicures. They do like facials as well. Wild, really nice place.
See, that's smart, especially because with the massage places, a lot of the time it's tourists that will go there, not like locals.
It's all tourists.
Yeah,
tourists.
Yeah. So you can charge a...
It's about
a premium.
It's between $20 and $30 an hour for like a yeah, proper
wow.
yeah, massage or like remedial or yeah. whatever it is that you're doing. Yeah. Anyway, so I had a chat with him after. I said, bro, it's a really nice place, whatever. And I just wanted to get the business idea. Like, is it doing well? He goes, mate, it's the best thing I've ever done.
Wow.
Do you know how much his expenses are daily?
How much?
Which is including wages, rent, everything.
Okay, let me guess. Like between... $2,000 to $3,000?
No, I reckon it's about $70.
Cool.
$60.
You got to think it's a third world country, Nisha.
No, I get that, but like expenses, like things can go like, you know, I don't know, equipment can.
Yeah, that's a one-off
no, that's
expense.
A setup. Okay, that's a one-off. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about like, his daily expenses.
Wages, 10 women.
So I think, I actually didn't ask him this, but I think they get paid on commission.
Yeah.
So I think for every client that comes in and
they
sees
get, the
them,
money gets paid
they'll
to
get
them.
Like a percentage of that.
Yeah.
So how like much would it have cost?
$2, $3,
$4. How much would it have cost? Like him to buy a place in Bali.
Well, the rent is cheap.
Okay. Oh, so he's renting.
He's renting
it
the spot. Okay. He's renting the spot in a very good place, but including everything, he goes $60 a day is what I what my expenses are, and he reckons he makes anywhere between $700 to $1,000 a day in Australian.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So I'm like, dude,
the profit's crazy.
We need to open something in Bali.
What?
By the way, everything is owned by Aussies in Bali. Everything, every place you walk into.
Aussies, but like, yeah. Oh, just like. Specifically Aussies.
Every restaurant we went to was owned by an Aussie.
Really random. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you open in Bali? What type of business would you want to open in Bali?
A massage parlor's smart.
Yeah,
though.
But there's a lot of them.
It's saturated. It is saturated. Yeah. He's lucky he's in a very good spot. What would I open in Bali? I don't know.
Yeah. I'd have to go over and suss it.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you guys been across all this drama that's been going on with Drake, J. Cole?
No, I've seen a few
Kendrick
videos
Lamar.
Online. I saw that J. Cole and Drake did a song and then Kendrick did one back saying that there's no big three, that's just big me.
Yeah.
I think J. Cole dropped something, some 7-minute thing or whatever, maybe I'm confused, and then ended up removing it and then apologizing on.
Is that the song that
stage?
Is that the song that J. Cole posted up and he said might delete later?
Yeah,
I think so.
It was a 7-minute drill or something like
and
that.
And then apologized saying, oh, you know, like I don't know, essentially saying why is he going into beef or something like that? And then everyone's like going, well, what a little. Each base is J. Cole.
I think J. Cole's a sensitive,
yeah,
sensitive
yeah,
soul, like and I think that's very sweet.
Like you jump in and then you jump out and pull back. Like that's just why, you know, just don't get in.
Wasn't it?
Like, okay, he made a mistake. Maybe he acted on his ego and then realized, oh, that's not my image. I don't know. Like that could be it. And then I don't know if I think then Drake dropped the song, which was only a couple of days ago.
Yeah, he
and
did.
And then he started calling everyone out.
It was a yeah,
Metro
was
Boomin
good.
As well, like everyone. And then now I think Rick Ross has dropped something, like everyone's dropping diss tracks now.
Apparently this is like the most exciting thing that has happened in hip hop for a very long time. And I haven't been across it. All I know is that Kendrick and Drake have had a long lasting kind of, they've been having jabs at each other for over the years. And now it's kind of come out, Drake's come out with a photo with, have you guys seen Kill Bill?
Yeah, the movie, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like him against the world, like one of the fighting scenes with Uma Thurman in it, and all the people are trying to fight her. And then Uma Thurman just came out and said, I think she took a shot of the actual outfit she wore and said, Drake, do you need this? Which is kind of funny. But anyway, look, I'll be honest, I'm not fully across it, but me and Jared have been debating for the last 2 days because basically I was going to an appointment this morning, you know, right?
Yeah.
And Jared was driving and he was like trying to explain to me like the history lesson.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. This is in the morning.
Yeah.
He thinks, oh, rather than talking about what you're going to do for the day, the plans for the week, he's sitting there talking about Drake's beef.
Yeah, he's giving me, it all kind of stemmed from him being like, oh, have you heard, you know.
Is he a fan of hip hop?
Oh, huge. And really? Like, he is number one Drake's fan. Like, he is number one. No one's going to beat him.
He's a certified lover boy, huh?
You know, he took me to the Drake, like, so I think Drake played here, headlined for one of the festivals. This was like, big day out, I think. This was like
a long time ago.
A long time ago.
I know. This was Stereosonic.
I don't know.
OVO. OVO did a show at Stereosonic. I went to it.
Gosh,
no, it wasn't. It was Big Day Out.
That's like a decade.
No, Drake didn't do Big Day Out.
No, he did. He did. This was like maybe.
Did he?
Like 8 years ago. This is when. So Jared and I were dating, right? This is when we like first started dating, and I started learning about his love for Drake. And
2014.
Was it Big Day Out?
Yeah, and Avicii was there as well.
So he made us wear matching t-shirts.
Future Music Festival, 2015.
I don't remember, to be honest, but I still remember us being at like, I don't know, it was Jared's place. I don't know, wherever. We were making matching shirts.
Jared does give off matching shirt vibes.
Like this was
I bet you they had the same pajama set too.
You do, don't you?
You, do, no, you have I, onesies no, no, that no, we,
yeah. Well, okay, but I made him get the matching onesie. I'm not lying. But no, he made us wear matching shirts. This was the first time he was going to see Drake live.
Mm.
And it was amazing. I won't lie. But I felt so bad as well because after the, you know, this is the first time I came across this, but they try to get girls to go backstage. Right? So they get someone to come out.
Was Jared offering you up to go backstage?
No, but like.
Take her!
No, but we
take me with you.
No, we noticed, there was a person in the OVO team that was going in front of the girls at the front.
Yeah. The scouts,
and they're just saying, hey, you, and then.
Do you know that was my job?
No!
When I toured, I swear to God, when we toured with Lil Pump, that was my job. To go get girls. It's an amazing job, I'm not gonna lie.
But that's messed up. It's so weird.
I've got a pocket full of VIP passes and I just go around. I wasn't at the front. I was actually walking through the crowd and I was like scouting hotties.
But in my head, so me and Jared are there and in my head I was like, oh, it'd be so cool to get us backstage so Jared could meet Drake. And so I'm there like bouncing up and down with a bucket hat. That's no way.
Avicii didn't realize that she was a groupie for that second.
Did they pick you?
No, of course not. They're like I was bucket hat, like this, like there was certain girls that got picked.
Obviously.
They wouldn't be the ones wearing a matching Drake outfit with their partner. No, they'd definitely be the
bucket hat. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is Jared's a really big fan, okay? And he loves hip hop.
So he's now, I bet you he knows every little detail about this.
Well, yeah, he does, but I made a comment. This is where the whole debate stemmed from because he made a comment about like Drake's diss track that dropped. And he's like, have you heard it? It was talking about the Big Steppers tour and like how he made a reference to that, yada, yada. And I said, this is all a PR stunt.
To a super fan?
You would have pissed him off.
Yes. And then we went, he goes, you don't know the history between Kendrick and Drake. And you don't know, blah, 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 blah. And I grabbed his phone at the time because I was going to change the song in the car. And as
we're listening to Push Up.
Well, I opened.
Stop here. Listen to this section right here. 34 seconds in.
Well, no, I opened his phone and the first thing I saw was Kendrick Lamar's Instagram page. So he'd been going back.
Okay. I thought she was going to say Drake as his background.
Yeah. But he's deep in researchy.
He loves, you know, he loves Drake, to be fair. And I made that comment. He got, so he's trying to give
me the
history.
He's got the divorce papers ready. He's gone down under his pillow.
But don't you guys reckon it's a PR stunt? Or do you believe?
I don't believe anything I see anymore.
It's all just. I think it's all bullshit.
The only thing that I will say though, if J. Cole comes out and apologizes, that's the iffy part where I'm like, oh, maybe it isn't a PR stunt because why would J. Cole knows what people are going to say
Do we have any audio of him apologizing? Because I actually haven't seen it.
So
he came out on stage? Because I know he deleted the song.
So this is what he said. I have like...
He deleted the song off all streaming services. I know that. And the funny thing is when he posted it, he said might delete later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put the mic to this and let's see if this plays. I'll just give me a second. I've got ads to play through. Give me a second.
Okay.
What happened to your YouTube?
Oh, I'm in our account. So not my personal.
I reckon I can find it though. He goes, well, I can tell you what he said. He goes on stage and he basically says, I was conflicted because one, I know my heart and I know how I feel about my peers. These two, I've just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness. Oh, he apparently said this in a video shared on X. So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bruh, I don't even feel no way, but the world want to see blood. Something along those lines.
What a pussy.
Yeah, and he just contradicted
everything you said in the song, in the diss song.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's a three-minute video. I'm not going to watch it. Watch it in your own time.
Yeah, but okay. But I feel
comes up on stage, apologizes for it. I'm the bigger man, whatever. You know, whatever.
No, but I think he's on a spiritual journey and maybe he took a second to go back to something that he didn't want to be anymore, you know? And like, you know, so everyone has two sides where they can – where he probably made that diss track and he was in that mindset and he probably feels a certain way and maybe potentially feels that way. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but then realize, you know what? I don't want to be that person.
I think
anymore.
People just got to understand these guys are human.
Yeah. That's it.
They're just humans. They're not gods. Stop making them gods.
Okay.
So go tell Jared that.
What?
Is he really hooked up on it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he just like, it's like anyone who's like so involved in like hip hop and like pop culture in that sense where like the feuds are happening and you know, especially if you're a really big hip hop head and you've been listening for like your whole life, you keep in track with, like it's like with me and like, I don't know, certain celebrities that I've...
I don't think I've ever followed a celebrity like that.
Nah, never.
I've never been caught up in that. I don't know why. I just don't.
But there's certain dramas that happen, like let's say in pop culture. I can't think of one on the top of my head. But, you know, there's like news articles that come out that I'm sure we've all been there. We're like, oh, I wonder, you know, I want to know more. Okay. Best one that I can think of as an example is the Johnny Depp case with Amber Heard.
I don't think that was a beef.
No. Okay, that's a really
good... I don't think that's...
No. Hold on, no, wait. Let me try to explain.
Yo, Amber.
No. Let me try to explain that parallel because that I realized that came across wrong. What I'm trying to say... shut up, yes. What I'm trying to say is, before the internet kills me, what I'm trying to say is like...
The internet killed you a long time ago.
No, Nick. When you follow certain celebrities on certain things, so it could be obviously... rap feud or, you know, in that area, or it could be like something that I followed because I don't really follow celebrities in that way.
I know what you're trying to say is it intrigues you. For example, Kanye West intrigues us. So you follow him, you see what he's up to. You see, like, you know, you follow him on his Instagram, whatever. It's interesting to see where the guy's standing, I'm God.
Or like a story.
But then you sit down, you listen and you actually go, oh, okay, so why is he saying he's God? It's intriguing.
Look, or when it comes to hip hop beefs in these diss tracks.
Yeah.
Words are words. You can kind of tell when it's serious and when it's not.
Yeah.
Like for example, Eminem dissing Mariah Carey. He goes balls deep, right? He says some nasty shit.
Stuff, yeah.
You can tell that this guy has no remorse and he wants to really like destroy this person.
Yeah.
When I'm hearing the Kendrick and the Drake one, it's like soft little jabs, not even jabs, like you're tapping him on the back. Until it gets physical.
Yeah.
I don't really get
it. Well, gone are the
it.
Days of physical rap beefs.
Gone are the days. Thank goodness that's gone.
Like, how cool would it be if Drake and Kendrick end up in the same club and all of a sudden shit goes down?
That's
what I want to see.
That's
what about like
violence.
They end up. Yeah, no, we don't want to promote violence, but I mean, it would be interesting to see them one on one in the ring.
No,
I mean, look at Logan, like, was it Jake and Mike Tyson? That's interesting to see that they're actual fighters, but imagine taking rappers and putting them in the ring and fight to death.
No.
Like, imagine. Imagine that. You know, ancient Rome, let's go. Colosseum, throw a lion in there.
Find God again, Ken.
Oi, just on that topic, can you imagine, just stop for a second. Can you imagine J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, right? One of the two greatest rappers. I'm sorry, I'm not going to add Drake in a great rapper category. What? He's not. I'm sorry. You cannot compare Drake to J. Cole and Kendrick. Kian, am I right here?
No, you Kian? Know what? I disagree okay, entirely.
It's they're like the trinity of hip hop, aren't they?
Shut up. It doesn't
it's
matter.
Hard, it's hard.
Talk
it's hard.
About yeah. rap
one
skill.
Covers this, one covers that, but Drake's got punchlines.
Talk
bro.
About
you
numbers.
Can't take that
talk
away
about
from
brother,
him.
Brother, Drake
listen
hasn't,
to Drake from the get-go.
Drake hasn't written a song in 15 years.
Yeah, you don't know if he's got a ghostwriter, though.
Yeah, he said he has a ghostwriter.
When?
Go look at Wikipedia. On one song, there's 15 writers. Anyways, you cannot,
no, okay,
you cannot
you
put
know,
Drake.
You know how the writers work, okay? With the publishing cuts, with all of that shit. Someone will go there and say, and, okay, I want 10%
Avnisha,
of that song.
Avnisha, right now, do me a favor, and you too, Keen, you piece of shit, look straight in that camera and you tell our listeners, you tell the fans of hip hop, I put Drake in the same category as Kendrick and J. Cole as a rapper.
But
go.
I put Drake in the same category as J. Cole and Kendrick.
As a rapper?
As a rapper.
You make me sick to my stomach,
well,
fam.
Well, I'm sorry.
Anyways, can you imagine, back to my thing, imagine the two, one of the two greatest living rappers right now, Drake's on the sideline because he's actually not one of the greatest rappers alive.
Whatever. You got to define what a rapper is.
J. Cole and Kendrick.
Write their own stuff.
In a ring, in the octagon, but actually to the death, which means one of them will actually not come out.
What?
There'll be no more music from one of them. They're done. They're finished.
Why does
can
that
you
make
imagine?
You
know, we did a one has to go. We did a one has to go on our broadcast channel on Instagram between Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole. Do you know who the people voted out has to go?
J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Yeah, because he's the least popular. That's just, it's got nothing to do with his skill level. It's just the least popular.
Okay, no one should be fighting to their death. I think the rap feud, keep it verbal. That's the best way to go ahead with it. And, you know, make more poetry, bring it out to the world.
Distract the people. Distract everyone.
Who's the greatest rapper alive right now? Puberty just did this, by the way. They did a whole like 2 weeks.
Oh, that, didn't they vote Eminem?
Eminem.
Yeah, they voted Eminem.
He is though. I don't care what anyone says. And I know a lot of people are going to be pissed off.
He is amazing.
You know, taking black culture and turning it into a white man. I totally understand, but still.
All the greats say Eminem though, which is weird.
Eminem is insane.
He is insane.
He's ridiculous.
Lil Wayne, I do agree with that.
Lil Wayne's up there.
Nah, you can't compare Lil Wayne to Eminem, bro.
Come on, man.
You can't compare anyone to
Eminem.
Okay,
you know, it's very subjective. Music is very subjective. That's the beauty of it.
Lil Wayne or Drake?
Lil Wayne.
Thank you.
I'm going off influence.
I agree.
I'm not going off numbers or money made.
What do you mean by influence?
Lil Wayne influenced this whole category of rappers.
Without Lil Wayne, we don't have Drake. Without Lil Wayne, we don't have Nicki Minaj.
Well, that's
without Lil Wayne, we don't
that
have
is
Tiger.
True.
We
don't have Kendrick.
You don't have Kendrick. Wait, what?
Yes, Kendrick literally, Lil Wayne was his idol, bro. Kendrick, if you hear early days K Dot, it was all Lil Wayne.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, yeah, there's a lot going on. You guys keep up with it or
I
not, but it's going to be interesting.
I feel like the Coliseum style thing is actually a great, like, look, it's okay, in reality, it's not going to happen, but just to fantasize about that, that would be the best way to solve
no,
it.
Thank God Keith's not in
death,
charge of
sort
like
it out.
The bloody, I don't know, anything.
Drake.
Thumbs down. Okay, well, thanks.
What is going on?
You haven't seen the movie Gladiator?
No, I don't think I have.
You don't know how they used to say whether you did a good job or a bad job?
No.
So the emperor, what do you call him?
The Caesar. Caesar of the time.
So what was he considered?
He's the emperor.
Emperor?
Yeah.
So they'd be sitting in their little chairs in their little VIP section in the Colosseum, watching them fight lions and bears and whatever, the death. They're fighting to the death.
Yeah.
And then let's say they kill three lions and they survive.
Okay.
They then have to stand in front of the emperor.
And the emperor decides.
And decides whether they live or die.
Yeah.
What? He goes, you did good. You survive. You live.
What is that based on? Like the
based
category
on
of being
the emperor's feeling about the performance.
His opinion. If he doesn't like
you
pretty much
they have to do like a full performance with it. Oh.
No, not give a performance. You had to survive getting three lions at you plus like a couple of guys on horses coming around as well trying to shank
you. Did you slay everyone?
Because, in a good way.
Because you're like skillful or did you slay everyone because you got lucky? Do you know what I mean?
That's so messed up.
Yeah. It is. It's
so
horrible.
You survived. You've just killed everyone.
Yeah.
And you're still going to die.
Yeah.
Is that the movie with Russell?
Yeah, one of the greatest movies of all time.
By the way, historically it's happened. It's not just a movie.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
You know what? I probably have seen it. I don't remember it, but I got to watch it again.
Before Russell was a fatty. It was when Russell was sexy.
Thank you so much for being here, guys. This is Already Cancelled. Like, share, subscribe, get a part of it. As we are going on the journey towards the biggest podcast in the country. Next stop,
the world.
The world. See you later. See you next time. Take care.
Bye.
Already Cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.